Let's get straight to the point with Stewie Clark, the former Australian fast bowler, and what he's been seeing down at Melbourne over the last couple of days. Hello, Stewie.
G'day, Jim. G'day, Ray. How are you?
Yeah,
Happy
well.
New Year, Stewie.
Hey, mate, what happened to the pitch after the first 2 days that we were talking about during the course of the week? It was like, oh, no one's going to get a wicket. And then Australia batted.
Yeah. Well, Australia batted horribly in the first innings. I think that's probably fair to say. The wicket started to deteriorate. We were probably a bit harsh on it. But look, it's still not a great wicket. It's lifeless. There's no real carry in it, which is sort of what you really want. I know it's deteriorated to now it's spinning and it's a bit up and down and all the rest of it. But I still don't think it's a good wicket. But as far as the cricket goes, we just didn't bat very well. And now we've got Pat Cummins and Nathan Lyon trying to save the test match.
Yeah, good morning, Stu. A lot of people now calling for changes, particularly in the top six. The problem that Jim and I were discussing earlier, Stu, there's no one really knocking the door down at Sheffield Shield level or any other level of cricket at the moment to demand or command a spot in that top six.
Yeah, I agree with that. The other thing is, why are you going to change it for one test? And then I know we play Sri Lanka, I think, a little bit later in January. But mate, the reality is Warner and Smith are going to be back in the not too distant future. So you're basically picking a couple of guys that are going to play for two or three tests. And to your other point, well, who are we going to pick? Mm. The Big Bash, and this is one of the criticisms of the Big Bash, is it's right in the middle of our test series. So you don't have anyone having any form over long version
cricket.
Yeah. I know Peter Hanscom got some runs in Big Bash cricket, but I just don't think Peter Hanscom's the answer. It's a tough, you're basically just going to take a punt on someone that you think's looked okay, or you go back to someone like Joe Burns, who I don't think is playing Big Bash cricket at the moment. He's probably playing grade cricket and done okay, I suppose, at Shield cricket without being great.
Well, surely he's done better, and he's a specialist opener. Surely he's done better than Aaron Finch. And Aaron Finch, short form, no problem. Long form, statistically,
he is not an opener,
and yet they persist with him, Stewie.
Yeah, they did, and look, that was mentioned pre the series as well. That,
yes.
Statistically, he's not the best opener we have, not one of the best openers we have. He averages 18 in Australia in first-class cricket or in the last couple of years, or there was some stat running around like that. But, we picked him after he was okay over there in the UAE and did a serviceable job. But the reality was, history said that, when the wickets that bounced a little bit and just did a little bit off the seam, he was never going to be... He doesn't have the technique that stands up to good fast bowling. I think you're also seeing a little bit... You've got to pay some credit to the Indian bowlers as well.
Yes.
They've been very good this series. They've bowled fast, they've bowled well, they've got the ball to move off the straight. And it probably goes to show that Shield cricket bowling isn't that strong. I think that's the other thing we sometimes forget, that guys go back to Shield cricket and when they do get runs, they get runs against mediocre attacks sometimes. Because our three best quicks, and the reality is only three real quicks are in the Australian team.
Yep.
A lot of other guys play short version cricket in the odd game here or there, with probably the exception of Chris Tremaine. But, maybe the attacks aren't just that good in Shield cricket at the moment.
Good point. Hey, Stewie, we're about to get into day five, the final day. I guess we need a miracle. We just saw some vision from Melbourne as they're getting ready for day five there. Covers are on the pitch. There's some light rain falling. That might be our chance, Stu.
It is the hope. It rains for 6.5 hours straight. Look, the Indians, if they can get out there as soon as possible and make, rally two balls, they need two good balls. But in fairness, Pat Cummins, he put a price on his wicket.
Yes.
He played nice and straight. And it probably goes to show some of the other guys. Batting's not easy, let's face it. And the guys at the top of the order, it was a little bit different. But Pat Cummins, he put value on his wicket, played nice and straight.
Yes.
And he's 60 not out. And in fairness to Nathan Lyon, he did the same thing. Mitchell Marsh, I'm not sure what he was thinking. He was obviously trying to chase down the total last night to have the day off. Because he hit a sixth over before, which was a massive six. And I think I was sitting with a few guys and said, the Indians would be cheering about this.
Yeah.
And he got out three balls later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, very strange. I'm a firm believer. I was talking to Ray about it too. Mitchell Starc does not put a high enough price on his wicket. He hits the ball really cleanly,
he got out last night slogging.
Ed Cowan.
He was in that boat as well. I'm not sure what Mitch was doing there. He bats well enough. He's got a test 99 and probably should have got 100.
Yeah.
He bats well enough to be able to get in behind him and bop. I'm really not sure what he tried to do yesterday.
Pat Cummins' performance in this test match has underscored why they put such an investment in him when he had those many injuries. Ed Cowan was, I heard him on ABC Radio, suggesting that he's a future captain of Australia as a former fast bowler and a former captain. Do you see that happening for Pat Cummins?
Well, it's an option, isn't it? It's certainly there's no one else knocking down the door to be captain. Tim Payne's doing a serviceable job, but I'd like to see him get some more runs. I'm not sure what Pat's captain's credentials are like.
No.
I'm sure he could grow into it. I'm sure he, look, he's a good leader. I don't think he's got any, issue about that. He leads from the front. He sort of, you know, he's quite that inspirational character. He bowls good spells. He puts price on his wicket. What's his tactical ability like? I don't really know, to be fair, but I think, you know, there's a lot of things that I suppose go into making a good captain. Pat's got the whole leadership thing sorted. I don't think that's, as I said, that's a question.
Right.
Don't think he's ever been tested, I suppose, as a tactical captain, but maybe that's next time he plays the odd Shield game or something like that. You give him a crack at it and see how he goes. It is hard work, though. Bowling and being captain is hard because not only, he runs in all day and he bowls fast. Mm. You get tired, you start losing concentration to some extent. You're moving fielders. You've got to worry about everyone else. That's why bowlers don't generally make, the better captains, although some of them can be very tactically good. You just get physically worn down because you're in the game the whole time.
Yeah. I know from my limited experience at third and fourth grade level, Stuart, that you're never short of an over when you're captain. I know that.
Well, mate, and you get to choose when to bowl too, which is the best bit. When the tail end is in.
Improve the averages.
No, I'll take it on here. Someone else have a crack at this.
Yeah, flat road and the openers are still going. No, I can't.
Mate, there's horrendous stories of blokes in grade cricket being first grade captain or second grade captain and flat wicket out at Howell Oval or something like that. Bowled four overs for the match.
Kept throwing the ball to somebody else.
very good. Hey, mate, enjoy your Sunday and we'll speak later.
Good on you, buddy, and you have a good day, Jim. Just good luck with that wake up tomorrow morning. I hope you enjoy that.
Happy New Year, Stu.
Happy New Year, boys. Good on you.